Sabaton would become the Empire's prize after all, and his mission would not have failed. Then he remembered where he was, and all thoughts of victory fell away. The Auriga Fire was helping the Republic. If the Empire beat the Republic, he would be dead. Aghast, he stared at the screen as the Imperial engines fired up their drives and powered into attack. Chapter 28. Axe gripped the metal rail separating the senior command post from the rest of the bridge. Her knuckles were white. She had never before experienced such turbulence in hyperspace. Pilots sometimes bragged of navigating the singularity-rich maw and told stories of ships lost there in bizarre circumstances. She'd always thought them likely to be exaggerated. Now, however, battling the influence of just one black hole, she wondered if she had been a bit hasty in her judgment. It hadn't seriously occurred to her that she might be snuffed out of the universe by something as simple as a navigational accident. If this last jump from Secarpus V hadn't been calculated to the greatest degree of precision possible. With an ear-splitting groan, the Paramount burst back into real space. A new kind of force immediately gripped the bulk cruiser, sending its crew rushing about to compensate for it. Axe let go of the rail and stood straight, lest anyone think her weak.
"We have arrived at the coordinates, Darth Kratos."
The colonel was as thin as a medical droid, and his expression betrayed as much emotion.
"All vessels are accounted for."
"Very good, Kalish. Show me where we are."
Images danced around them, projected on massive view screens and holoprojectors around the bridge. The jets of the black hole were the first thing Axe noticed, stabbing like shining blades away from an invisible central point. They looked like narrowed eyes staring back at the galaxy in hatred. From the outside, the galaxy's potential was completely revealed to her. With so many systems under her control, what couldn't she achieve?
"We have located a planet," said the colonel,
relaying a report delivered by one of his many underlings.
"We believe it to be the one called Sabaton."
Axe quelled a sudden rush of excitement. She could betray nothing in front of her master. Relief, ambition, hope. The screen shifted. A world torn and twisted by gravitational forces appeared before them, blurred with distance.
"My lord," said the colonel, "the most energy-efficient route is around the black hole."
A map appeared in one of the view screens, showing a dotted line looping past the singularity, then rising to meet the planet at apogee.
"On your command, I will issue the orders to the fleet captains."
"Normally, I prefer the direct approach,"
Darth Kratos said, peering through slitted eyelids at the views before him.
"What is this I see here?"
One long finger picked out a particular view.
"Energy spikes. Drive signatures."
The colonel cast a cold, questioning stare at his bridge staff.
It appears to be a space battle, my lord,"
ventured one of them, standing timorously in the spotlight.
"Identify those ships," barked the colonel. "I want to know who sent them."
"Yes, sir."
The girl who had spoken sat down and began hammering furiously at her workstation. Axe wondered who could be fighting out there. Stryver had the Navicomp, and she had the only whole Hex remnant. Therefore, it couldn't possibly be the Republic. Could the Mandalore have formed an army so quickly? What could have roused him to unify his people against this strange outpost rather than a more credible enemy?
"Republic